study here on Merseyside, the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine has begun recruiting frontline health and social care workers to take part in COVID-19 vaccine trial. Well, to bring us up to speed with this and just to tell us how it's all been going, I can talk with Professor Danielle Ferreira. She is leading the trial and is head of clinical services at the school. Danielle, morning to you. Thanks for coming on. Your place has been brilliant for us over the last few weeks, so I thank you for that. Just remind us about the trial and what it actually is and what it involves, if you would.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, everyone. So the trial, as you said, is to test the efficacy of a coronavirus vaccine that has been developed at Oxford University. We are at the moment looking for people that would like to volunteer to take part, and to take part that consists in coming for a screening. We're going to look whether you have or do not have antibodies to the virus. And then you receive a vaccine, and there are some follow-up appointments for blood samples, particularly at three time points over a period of a year, so three right. visits over a period of a year.
And how many people are needed in a trial like this?
So in total, we need 500 participants that can receive the vaccine. And so we are actively looking for another 300 right now. So we are really asking people to come forward.
And is it anybody from the community, or do you need to have had symptoms or no symptoms, or how does that work? Who are you looking for?
Yeah, so that's really important because we need people that have not had symptoms, so they have not been infected previously with the virus. And we are particularly looking for people that work at hospital trusts in primary care, not necessarily treating patients, but all of those that work within an open area. So, for example, pharmacists, occupational therapists, dietitians, physiotherapy, speech and language, and all administrative staff, hospital porters, cleaners. So a broad range of people now. We also would take people that are public facing key workers that you might include, for example, nursery nurses. And it's important to say that everybody needs to be actively working, not shielding.
Right. OK. So it's people who through the lockdown have been working in pharmacies or key workers, if you like. And if you've been in contact with members of the public, even if you have been social distancing. So they're the kind of people who you're looking for.
Yes, and the idea that now they are still social distancing as we all are, but working, that's really important. Okay. And it's also important to say that we are looking for two group ages. So people that have between 18 and 55, and these are the people that I just described, but also anyone from the age of 56 to 70, any profession, not children, in good health, we're also looking for you.
This is the big question, and I understand if you don't know the answer. How much of a difference will this make, and when will we know if it works?
So depending on the rates of infection in the UK, we could know at any time between 2 to 6 months and have an answer whether the vaccine is protective or not. It's very difficult to know, as you said, and we are doing our best to work as quick as we can to get the answers as quick as we can.
The Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine have been tremendous, you know, for many, many years. But in the past 3 months now, you've really stepped up and everybody's worked together right across the industry, really, not just where you are. It's this research into testing and vaccines. How important is it for you to be involved as an organisation at the moment?
Which is hugely important. As you know, the mission of the school has always been to reduce the burden of death of those that most need, most in poverty, and etc. So for us, it's really important that we in this global health problem we're facing right now, we play a major role. And we, as you said, have really been doing great in all fronts on that battle.
And where do you think we will be? It's probably another unfair question here, but where do you think we will be in say 2 years' time, in 2022, in the summertime? Will we have maybe a bit more of a handle on this, or do you think we will have managed this and contained it, or maybe even eradicated this?
So I think it is very challenging to say that you will be able to eradicate. I think my best guess would be that we will have several drugs and vaccines that will be available. We will certainly be able to live, you know, socially, mixing again, and but not be in a fear of subsequent pandemics of the same virus, right? So we definitely, I think, will be in a much better position than we are today. And I think the difference is going to be that we will have learned from the current pandemic, and I'm hoping that you have much more investment in science and health wise. Yeah, I think that is where I think we'll be.
Always good to finish on a positive. But Daniela, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Can I just ask something very briefly? For those that would like to take part, to please go to LSTM website, because that will direct you to the form.
Not a problem. Thank you very much indeed. If you want to take part, excuse me, in that trial, if you want to be one of those people aged between 18 and 55 and 56 to 70, all the details are on there as well. Just have a look on the website, the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Just follow the links there. Thank you to Professor Daniela Ferreira there. She's leading the trial and is head of clinical services at the school. 27 minutes to 9 now. Let's get the